again, I'm not necessarily advocating for the Bills meeting his demands, but I also can acknowledge that this offense is optimized to have James Cook as part of it, and they wouldn't be as good. I mean, the Bills' offense is efficient. It's not explosive. And James Cook is the most explosive thing that this offense has. Now, we certainly hope that could be a little bit different this year with some of the new pieces. But the guy that gave the explosive plays of this offense was James Cook, and that'd be a big piece missing.
That is the mighty Joe Marino, a regular guest here on WGR. I think Wednesdays are his time slot. Locked On Bills and lots of other stuff. He's doing a podcast with Jerry Ostrowski and Jeremy White from our morning show as well. That's, I think, a weekly thing as well. Anyway, talking about James Cook and no lies detected.
Yeah.
You said earlier, like he's, and a lot of fans have been saying this all summer and even going back into the spring. He's the next most, you know, explosive next. He's the next most dangerous person in this offense after Josh Allen. You know, I wouldn't want to get to value because the tackles and whatever, but like you want big plays on offense. James Cook is your next best bet after Allen. And, you know, that's because the receiving corps just doesn't really feature a guy that has that, at least not yet. I mean, we'll see if someone takes a step in that department this year, but Cook has been it. So
we're going to really test the depths of everybody eats. Is it just receivers or is it also running backs?
Tight ends.
Right. I can.
They're included in the receivers. Yeah. Before we get away from the conversation we just had with Marcel Louis-Jacques, and thanks again to him for his time on the Dolphins. Where are you? I know you have, like, it's almost a cottage industry. It's a part of your brand.
Let me get my pulse really quick.
Getting after Miami fans on the social media sites. Where are you at on that? Because I'm expecting Mike McDaniel to get fired. I don't know if he'll get fired in season, but I just think that the implosion is incoming. I think anytime you hear this stuff about, we're cleaning out the bad apples, right? There's going to be dudes still on that team.
That happens when you have a new regime.
Right.
Not in the going into year four, right, which is what we talk about.
I think it's very likely there's still guys there that are like, why did we trade Jalen Ramsey? Yeah. He's good.
Yeah.
And this coach with the sweatpants, like, what are we doing? Yeah. So I don't think it's going to work. I appreciate the effort, but it feels like desperation at this point to me.
I am surprised by a few things with the Dolphins. A, that Mike McDaniel and Chris Greer are both back. B, that I thought the trade of Jonnu Smith made less sense than the trade of Jalen Ramsey.
Jalen Ramsey. Yeah.
Right? I thought for the first time they had an offense that featured a player inside the hashes, which is where their quarterback is best at throwing the football. I have a Dolphins buddy, Elf, who we get into it all the time. And whatever the Dolphins do, the Dolphins are always right, even though they don't really, they have the longest playoff win drought outside of, I mean, there's a drought happening in New York. They haven't been to the playoffs. Dolphins haven't won a playoff game since before 9/11. So, like, not everything to do is right, just saying. But the whole idea of they didn't want to pay Jonnu Smith, so they traded him, and he was kind of a part of that Minkah Fitzpatrick deal. I think I actually agree with the framing of the Fitzpatrick and Ramsey swap. I agree that they got way more for Ramsey than I thought that they would. Mm-hmm. I think that Minkah Fitzpatrick's in the same place, younger, but in the same place in his career that Jalen Ramsey is, which is on the wrong side of it. And it really showed last year. The last 2 years, he has two interceptions. This is not a player that is one of the best safeties in the league anymore. In fairness, Javon Holland, they thought was that, and then he kind of tapered off and then got paid elsewhere. But, like, to me, you finally had, I thought, a sustainable short passing game with Jonnu Smith, and then they traded him, and then they were like, oh, well, we'll just get
Darren Waller,
who hasn't practiced yet, because who would have known the guy had that retired because he didn't want to block anyone, which is literally what he said. I was playing fullback. I had to block people? Yeah, I'm retiring. I'm done with this stuff. It's so many puzzling decisions after puzzling decisions, and did they end up signing Noah Fant? Did that happen? No, I think he signed with Cincinnati.
Yeah.
So they didn't even get him. That would have at least been like, okay, I could see. I think that the conversation and some of the stuff that I've heard about them in some of the remarks that McDaniels made about wanting to be a more physical football team. Okay, well, that just means to me, you don't know who you are. This is, you've built the roster. You want to be more physical. You don't have the dogs for that. I mean, you don't have a physical. They were a finesse football team. And that is who they've built towards. That's, to me, why the head coach is still there in the first place. Because his system's the fits a finesse system.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't have the dogs for that. So I think their secondary is a disaster. I think it's the worst in football. Jack Jones, there's a reason why he was available. Mike Hilton, they have a defensive backfield that it would have been great in 2020. But it's not like they're in trouble overall mm-hmm. in their defensive backfield. And yeah, their front seven's good if Jalen Phillips doesn't miss 14 games like he has the last 2 years, and Bradley Chubb, who didn't play any games last year, plays to the same that they gave him that crazy extension to. So, like, all of this to say,
I kind of like Chop Robinson. I just want to say,
I like Chop Robinson a lot, actually.
Not that I shouldn't have interrupted you.
They get a second round pick at guard that they're going to plug in, and maybe he's really good. Maybe he's Osiris Torrance, and maybe he'll be great. But you lost your best offensive lineman. You have to hope the guy you drafted in the second round last year can be good. And I don't know. I think that over under 5.5 weeks, I could absolutely see Mike McDaniel getting fired by week 6 or 7 and the thing just becoming toxic. And then, to me, part of the reason, I think there's two reasons McDaniel's still here in Miami. First and foremost, it's because I don't know that any other coach is going to walk into the situation and saying Tua is my franchise quarterback. What coach, like, that offense can literally only be ran by Tua. They try, like,
right.
They kept the guy in the system for 3 years. He walked in, he was like, I don't know what to do here. this doesn't, like, they have an offense that one guy has the keys that fit and can play it. Who are they bringing in? Like, that's my question. So I think the main reason he's still there is because they paid a boatload of money to the quarterback that can only run his system. And then secondarily, I think that they were probably from the ownership level looking at this and saying, we can't fire another coach. Like, we're already paying the last one.
Mm-hmm.
That was a disaster. But there is seemingly a lot of – they also have, like, one of the longest tenure general managers
right.
who hasn't built a good football team. So, you know, listen, their fans are going to believe that they're going to have a shot for this division. I think it's more likely that the Jets have a better record at the end of the season than the Dolphins. I think they've got a better coach.
Wow.
I think their quarterback is going to give him a chance, even though he's struggled passing the football, it looks like, in the last couple of practices. I just think it is a fuse. It's a California wildfire, and someone just lit a garbage fire. Like that, it is so ready to blow.
Yeah.
And man, the popcorn I'm going to be eating when it does.
Anytime you need some energy, just get Nate Geary to talk about the Dolphins for you.
That's easy.
I just learned today, because you, I mean, that was.
We're up 8 more beats per second.
You went in.
Yeah.
All right, we'll hit a timeout here and get back to the Bills. Sal Capaccio, by the way, coming up at the top of the hour with us to talk more about this Kyren Williams contract, comparable to James Cook, and kick that around. And also, of course, talk about Hard Knocks debuting tonight at 9 p.m. on HBO Max. So Sal Capaccio coming up. Still time for you to call in between now and then if you want. 803-0550 is the number. He's Nate Geary sitting in for Mike Schoep along with Zach Jones. I'm the Bulldog, and this is WGR.